Hey everyone, it's Motivational Monday and I just made a post, but it was only a 15 minute post, and so I would like to talk about a few things. For one, I want to talk about moms and dads that are single. I want to thank you guys for being the backbone of the parents in this country. It takes so much love and strength to be a single parent. I want to immediately thank y'all for being so amazing. I myself have lived as a single parent for 3 years. I now have an amazing man who helps me with everything. I'm talking, this man takes my kids to school every morning. He gets them ready while I sleep. He does everything in the morning. And at night, I do everything at night. It's amazing to have a partner that does half and half. But I hear y'all. I hear some of you that don't have that support and y'all are single parents, because you know what? It takes strength. It takes structure. It takes all of you to become a single parent and to stay that way. To not give in to somebody because you need help. But to be a single parent, that is strength. Y'all are so strong, man or woman. I know it's hard for you. Family is amazing. And people often assume that if you're a single parent, you have family, you have help. That is not always the case, my friends. It is not. It just so happens that a lot of single parents are just that, single parents. We don't have strength. We have strength. We don't have support. We don't have people around us. You know, I was watching this show today. It's called Obsession. It's on Hulu. Go check it out. That show is crazy. And I noticed that a lot of the victims are single parents. Why is that? Let's talk about that for a minute. There are so many single parents out there who sacrifice their ability to realize what danger is because they need help. That's not okay. That is not okay. Parents, friends, family, people who know single parents, y'all need to be there. Y'all need to help those individuals so that they don't become a statistic. I'm not blaming you by any means. I am not. I'm just informing you that single parents are so often victims of violence. Why? Because they're vulnerable. Single parents need help. They need structure. They need family. They need friends. They need understanding. I am asking everyone who's listening to this podcast, even though there's not that many of you, and I promise you that my messages will become more clear, more direct. You will see my heart. I want people to know and people to understand. Support is so important for people of all races, from people of all ages, from people of all genders. We need help. We need help in all forms, all ways, all different kinds of ways. We do. Single parents need help, so help them. They need help getting their kids to school. They need help going to doctor appointments. They need help when they're sick. They need somebody to watch their kids. So if you are a friend of a single parent, reach that hand out and help them. That's all I'm saying. Many of y'all lead selfish lives and you don't help those who need. What are you doing to benefit your community? your friends, your family. That's what you need to turn around. You need to ask yourself. I am the first person to reach out to any of my family or friends. If you need help, I am here. I suffer from a chronic illness, and I will still help you with your kids when you need help. I am here. And y'all need to be there for people who need you. Period. And single parents, they need help. They need support. They need a structure. They need that. The kids need that. Yes, they laid in that bed and they made that baby. But sometimes that other person that was there ain't shit. They ain't shit. So somebody needs to step up and help those kids that are innocent. They need help. Help them. That's all I'm here to say to you. Because I've been there. I've had no one to help me. I've had nothing. I have gone through points in my life where I almost was homeless. And your friends and your family could be those people. Help them. Lend out your hand and help them. I'm not saying you need to let them live with you, but damn, help them. Show them resources. Give them places that they can go, places they could do what they... Help them. There's so many resources out there, and people don't know about these resources. You as a friend, as a family member, if you can't offer shelter, you can't offer money, you can't offer food or clothing, you need to step up and you need to help these people in ways that you can. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying. I feel that so many people these days, so many of our millennial people are so selfish. Reach out your hands and help thy neighbor. It is God's will. It really, truly is. And you will feel good doing it. And you will feel better as a human being knowing that you helped a family. Even if for a moment. Sometimes all somebody needs is a little jump start to get their life going. And to get things to be where they need. So help them. Period. I know it's crazy, and I know it sounds like I'm asking a lot, but people need help. If we could start and we could show people that we are caring, we are kind, we are gracious, the world would be a better place. You understand what I'm saying? Help each other. Help those who need help. Those of you who have the money, do I see y'all stepping out to help people of your community who have nothing? No, I don't. I see y'all buying brand new Porsches and Escalades and Ferraris and houses and this and that. And you're not even thinking you could take an extra $50 and help a family in need. $50 to help somebody. That's all it takes. Help somebody. Be that person. That's all I'm saying. It's Motivational Monday. Let's motivate each other to do better. That's all I'm saying. Listen to me. Appreciate what I'm saying. Move forward. Let's grow as a community. Let's grow as people. Help those in need, y'all. That's it. Happy Motivational Monday, y'all. I'm out.